Now back to the Carney Show on the Big 550 KTRS. Because like driving by a car crash, you're just drawn to it.
Will do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boys' band. Do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
.25, let's open up the club. Roy Clark is waiting in the wings, after all. Brings us Samantha Fisher from Play It Forward. Turn us on to some local sounds. Let us know who's playing where and also bringing us up to speed on what's going on with her philanthropy. That means charity work, Samantha.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I wasn't
what
sure.
What it means.
I wasn't sure. You spent so much time so close to the sun there in Florida every other week. I don't know. I don't know what to expect.
Why you got
to
be hating on me?
How? Well, because you didn't come to my Q and the Lou gig last weekend.
I was so tired at 11 a.m.
Sure, you said you were going to come by. Didn't happen. Let's not fight in front of the kids. So what's going on? Hey, Ben.
I'm great. Doing very well. Thank you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Happy to be here, as always.
Are you really?
I am. Yeah. I always love coming out here and seeing you. And your shirt today is so bright and bold, and I wish the people at home could see you and not just hear you.
Well, we've tweeted the shirt in the past, I think.
Let's put it back up again. We've talked about it way too much not to post it.
The nice thing about a shirt like this is you can spill something, wear it four or five times. No, it's like it's part of the design. See how that paisley kind of turns into chicken fat?
It even matches your highlighter pen, so.
Yeah, I always look for that. All right, so what's going on with the charity? What's happening?
We're looking for a baritone saxophone, if anyone has one of those laying around. Yeah. We have a 15-year-old student that studies with Joe Pastor and the ensemble. And I met him over the weekend, and he's 15 years old. His name is Miles, and he's just incredible. And he wants to upgrade to a baritone sax. So I thought I had one in storage, but I actually didn't. So I'm
baritone
looking.
Baritone sax. Is that the David Sanborn sax or is that the Kenny G sax?
I don't know.
Anyone? No idea. Because if the kid wants to grow up to play Songbird, I don't think you should get it for him.
No, and I don't think it's that. It's a student baritone sax.
Okay.
So somebody has one out there. And, of course, we're looking for a tuba as well, what we just talked about for Grand Arts Center. However, yesterday I do want to say that we were at Sunshine Community Center in East St. Louis. Are you familiar with that location?
I don't think so.
A gentleman named Sunshine purchased the building. It's an old school, and he's turned it into this after-school program.
Sunshine's his name?
That's his name as well.
Let me guess. Parents were hippies?
Yes.
Possibly?
He's incredible. He's won Olympic gold medals. He's traveled all over the world. He plays the African drums. He teaches dance, computer, sports, music, arts and crafts.
Simultaneously?
This whole building has all these different elements to it. And I was there yesterday, and we took him a drum kit for the students and a guitar and a keyboard. And I just walked through the whole program. And, boy, I thought Play It Forward has put some stuff together. But this guy has just really got us beat.
And it's the Play It Forward field trip Thursday. You're going to introduce us to your guest?
I am going to introduce. This is Joe Bazzilli.
It's actually Bazzilli, but
are you from
Bazzilli?
I can't tell you how excited I am to be on
from
here.
The new Melly Mo Bazzillis,
the one and only from New Melly. Yep,
good stock. Those
and,
people.
I wanted to say thank you so much for playing that the song about New Melly. I think you played it 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe. And I just wanted to say that I appreciate you doing that for me.
So I know their set of pipes, you probably into the field of broadcasting at some point.
I've heard I have a face for radio.
I get that a lot, too. Have you ever done anything like this?
I actually did for another AM station. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about which one.
No.
I didn't know. But I had Down to Business, which was had two segments, I think, where I just talked about local music and songwriting.
Really?
And things like that, yeah.
And so now you do what exactly?
Now I'm a full-time musician trying to learn how to be a songwriter and setting up some showcases here and in Nashville and trying to meet people with influence. So this is, I feel like the girl from Flashdance at the end of the movie. I'm very, very excited.
Well, wait till the ceiling opens up and the water pours on you.
I'm glad I brought a change of clothes.
That's right. I wondered why you had the leggings on, because that was kind of...
It's nippy out.
It's a little creepy. Okay, I don't know if that's a new Melly thing or what. Well, I'd
probably get beat up out there.
Now, are you working with Sam, too? Are you doing some stuff for PlayPhone?
Yes. Actually, I'm very, very happy. I was... long story short, I was standing in line at the Broadway Oyster Bar to use the restroom, started talking to a guy who told me about Play It Forward, and I immediately knew that I had to get involved. And actually, about 2 weeks ago, I wanted to remind you, we got the drum set to the little boy out in Wentzville, too. So,
yeah,
we've just been, you know.
That's so cool. It's fun. Sam just takes us along for the ride, and I will never tell her publicly how much I appreciate it. But
she's great.
I'll deny it completely. A lot of bands also jump in on the fray, and they do events, they have concerts and things, and end up saying, we're going to turn it into an instrument drive, or we're going to give proceeds to Play It Forward. Any of those you need to shamelessly plug at this point?
No, we don't have any shows.
Oh, come on, people.
No, actually, I did get an email. Did I tell you this? From a lady that, Harmony is her name, and I helped her out in an East St. Louis school a few years ago. And she's actually moved now as a music director in a Ladue school district and sent me an email and said, I need to play it forward. You helped me out years ago. I'm in a better position. And she has some students there that are going to do an instrument drive for Play It Forward, but that's still details are pending.
Oh,
but
cool.
That just happened.
Yeah.
Great example of playing it forward.
All right. So baritone sax, primarily what you're looking for, but other instruments. Plus, you've got instruments that need repair. So monetary donations to facilitate that are also appreciated.
Very much so. And, of course, Play It Forward has a great rental program. And you can rent a child an instrument for the school year. Just give us a call or find us through the website, playitforwardstl.org, and I can get any company, individual organization set up with that. And it's so inexpensive. And we can provide instruments in the classroom that way.
Awesome.
Okay.
As you should.
Kenny G plays the soprano saxophone.
Okay so that's not it.
Yeah.
Right. And Adolf Sax invented the baritone sax, and it's played by Lisa Simpson.
When did he...
How about that?
We're not looking for cartoon saxophones.
1846.
Yeah, that's when it was cool to be named Adolf.
Right.
No, I don't think anybody named their kid Adolf after the 40s.
And actually, that baritone sax, that's a great opportunity for somebody to rent that instrument for this particular Miles student. We don't have to purchase it right out. We can rent it for him.
Play
for
forward.
The school year.
Play
okay?
forward.
They change out the mouthpiece, though.
Of course.
Right.
Always.
All right, let's talk some music. Usually come armed with tunes from local bands.
One of my faves, Anthony Gomes, a Canadian rocker, speaking of philanthropic work. He has a foundation called Music is the Medicine. He established that in 2010, and it's a nonprofit, and it funds songwriters, scholarships, music education, and also donates musical instruments. So that's pretty cool. Combs, this is his eighth album. We have a new track that we're going to spin off the newest single. And you can catch him in Chicago on October 9th at Reggie's in Chicago and October 10th right here on Dorset at Cyberg's. If you've never seen Anthony Combs, I highly recommend him. He headlines 17 countries. He shared the stage with B.B. King, Buddy Guy, Robert Plant, Hart, Johnny Lang. I mean, this kid is all over the place. He's a fantastic blues rocker.
Let's hear him. What do you got?
Do you know him?
No.
You really don't?
I don't.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised. I thought you would. This is a new track called It's the Way.
Oh, babe, I've been waiting so long for you, 'cause you make me feel like no one's made me feel before. A little
Adams, It's the Way, newest single from him, and Cyborgs on Dorset, October 10th.
AnthonyGomes.com for the full schedule.
Okay.
He's huge. Deal. I love him.
We can do one more. You got time? I got time.
What I got time.
You got music?
New to the club. This is something that Joe got together for us. Bill Romer. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes. Actually, it's a buddy of mine. He got back from doing cruise ships right about the same time when I started booking gigs full time. And he just really helped me out and just is a nice guy. And actually, this song, he's in talks with a Nashville artist about possibly taking the song. So I can't say who yet. It's not official. But if you get any of his music on iTunes, I think half of it goes to charity. So I wanted to mention that. And he's on Facebook and Reverb Nation. It's Bill Romer, R-O-E-M-E-R.
I'm a charity.
What's up?
All right.
How do we get on his list?
Chances to catch him around town?
October 1st at Turtle Creek Pub in O'Fallon,
as
Missouri.
Today. Isn't that today? What? That's today.
That is today. Oh. October 2nd, The Boathouse in St. Charles, and October 3rd, Donatelli's Bistro in Lake St. Louis. Singer-songwriter, this is a great track called I Get Lost.
Cool. Thanks for that. Good to see you. Remember, playitforwardstl.org. Sam, always a pleasure. Nice to meet you, sir. The you pride too. Of New Melly.
Thank you.
In the house with us. Roy Clark coming up. We go out with music from Bill Romer on the Music Club. It's 1:35.
There's an old run-down church on the edge of this old town, lit up by the moonlight when the sun goes down. You can hear the choir singing miles away. The song's about forgiveness and living for the day. And I've always been more sinner than saint. I get on that whiskey and I can't think straight. I haven't been to church since Grandma died last fall. Trying to beat the demons that live inside us all. The doors open up.
All right, 1:36, that's the Music Club. Let's do the Traffic Club while we're jamming. Let's hope there are none on the roadways. Ed Smarin, tell us the story. Well, we